Good morning and welcome to the Pivot Shift Ahead Mastermind live in Chicago. Today is where we are. I'm doing an ALC clinic here today and tomorrow. Today with their leadership teams, tomorrow with everybody. It's going to be great. Made it, no travel issues whatsoever, which is fun. And excited to be here and excited to be with you too. We're doing our wrap up of Advance. So yesterday we did a big wrap up of Advance for the 400 of you that were there. And we talked about what John taught and what Meg Dady taught and a little bit of what I taught. And today I want to go to day two, and we're streaming it now on Facebook too because we had so many hands up yesterday and it just went so long. So if you had your hand up, I want you to share. What did you hear from Mike Michalowicz from Profit First? What did you hear from Linda Clemens? What did you hear from Juan? If there was something from John you wanted to get in yesterday and didn't get in yesterday, or Meg, we can do that too. We're spending the entire time all the way up until 8:20 Eastern talking about our ahas and takeaways from Advance. And we're doing this because there's more people on this Zoom right now than we could fit in the ballroom, and I want to include everybody, so we're going to share it. And I got Vicky's notes yesterday from Advance, and so we'll upload those into the Advance Google Drive, and Inspire members will share them with you on Saturday in the newsletter too, so you have a copy of Vicky's notes. And then, you know, hopefully in a month or so, we'll have details on what we're going to do for next year, so we can let you know about it and open up ticket sales for that. But let's do our takeaways, our ahas, our lessons from Mike and Linda and one, or even some other things. Michelle, good morning. What was the lesson for you?
Yes, sir. So firstly, I just want to thank you and your team. Y'all did a great job. And for me, it was, I'm not going to pick on one particular speaker because all of them were awesome in my opinion. But I want to talk about what happened to me. I have been living in survival mode. I have been, you know, I called you saying, James, I need to sell this ticket. Mm-hmm. And a week later, I was not selling my ticket. It's just a mindset thing. Something happens and you get anxious and you get nervous and you get worried and you freak out. And, you know, in that moment, I realized that, that you know what, I'm not here to be perfect. I'm here to live. And that there's no buildup, there's no fluff. That somehow I felt like I've been in survival mode. Even though I'm a top producer, I'm just getting by. And something happened inside of me that it made me realize that I'm here to keep functioning, that I have to live fully. I have to be honest, regardless of all the mess around me, that I can do it, that I am that boss lady that I'm supposed to be. And I'm speaking to everybody on this call as well, that life happens. You know, there's different seasons.
Life does happen. In fact, John taught us about that. That
yes.
New seasons require new scorecards. And I wonder if that's a message we all fully understand. And in fact, I met yesterday with Leah McCann and Anna Kruger. We meet quite frequently just because they're both doing coaching things inside of our community. And to hear what you all are talking about, and there is this need right now that we're going to talk about on some upcoming calls, about understanding the right balance and that it doesn't have to be push, push, push all the time, and that you can get through hard things. You know, all that stuff, Michelle, is really important to remember. I'm glad you made it. I'm glad you didn't sell your ticket. I'm glad you figured it out. And it was great to see you there. You're always so fun. All right, Victoria, you're up next. Good morning.
Good morning. Really bad at working Zoom and I can't.
You're doing great. I'm so
well.
Proud of you. Look at you. You got your camera on. You got audio working. You're great.
I know. Thanks. So my biggest takeaway was really, I get so anxious with the DTD2 and thinking about calling all 2,000 people in my database, but it finally became clear that that math that you did, the 6 divided by 6 is the number, your database divided by the number 6 is the number of people that are going to do something that year or know somebody that's going to do something that year. And so buy or sell real estate. And so I realized I just have to whittle it down to 200 people that I actually want to talk to and really focus on them each quarter. And that was huge. And then also when Mike was talking about the Parkinson's law, I realized I do that completely, fill my time with work. Like I'll get up now 5 o'clock and, you know, go to the gym, but then work until 7 o'clock at night. And I've got a family and that's just not sustainable. So I'm going to commit to quitting at 5:15. I like get away from my computer at 5:15 so that I can spend time with my family and work an average of 40 hours a week and just see what happens.
A couple things there to unpack. So. Number one, you are not Walmart. You are not Walmart. You are Neiman Marcus. and I want you to remember that Walmart's open 24 hours and Neiman Marcus is not. And things at Walmart are cheaper than things at Neiman Marcus, and you are of high value. You should have hours. Everybody in this business should have hours, and the hours aren't 24/7. In fact, we shouldn't even tell our people, I'm available anytime. Because what happens is they reach out to you anytime because you told them that, and then you get mad at them for interrupting whatever it was that you had going on. You're not available 24/7. You aren't open 24 hours. You have hours, and you should live by those hours. And we've had people in this community teach us that. If you were at Advance last year, Rodney taught us how to work under a set of hours. Like he taught that to us. So that's number one. Number two, Victoria. When we have 2,000 people in our database, we don't really have 2,000 people in our database. That was the thing Jenny reminded us of, is we have to go figure out how many of those are actual real life Mets, people that we do have relationship with. And if your goal is, 30 to 36 deals, 2 to 3 deals a month, which sounds like yours is, Victoria, then you only need to be in a flow with 200 to 300 people to pull that off. And if you can do that, which by the way comes out to what, 4 or 5 contacts a day?
Oh,
And
yeah,
that's where
not
if
very many.
you want to, you could throw DTD2 out the window. Like then now you don't need DTD2. You can just figure out who are the 4 or 5 every day and follow some system and you'll still get through it. But that takes, how much pressure does that take off, Victoria, to know that you don't have to be in a relationship with 2,000 people to hit your goal?
So much, so
And then you
much.
don't have to work
Because then you just don't
24/7,
do it.
365. What's that?
Yeah. Because then you just don't do it.
If it's too big, if it's too far of a rung, thinking about the ladder, then you won't do it at all because it's the distance is too big. But if we can chunk it down to something small, which is what I did in the database, and it's, super simple. Take the number of Mets in the database, divide it by 6, that's the number of deals. And then you can go through and figure out how many people that is a month you got to talk to in a week and a quarter, and you're in good shape. All right, Victoria, you're awesome. Appreciate you. Thank
Thank
you
you.
so much. All right, Kathleen, good morning.
Good morning, James. All I can say is wow. Wow, what an event. I'm still reflecting and came home with a little bit of a laryngitis. I have to say, overall, it's always to me about meeting the people, having the conversations, and giving yourself the opportunity to do that and truly be present during your event, during your speakers, because I really changed my mindset this year. And one, our very own Juan Benitez, when he did the whole thing on pause, even though I've heard it on TED Talk, but seeing him in person, when we pause and be present and really open our minds and our heart, how much more we can learn and take away from and open up to conversations. And that was your whole event. Your whole event was being present to listen to each speaker, to take away something and to learn something new and have an open mind. And that was my big thing. And when Juan said, pause is powerful. And all of us, whether in person or on Hollywood Squares here. And James, I had a couple people come up to me and say, oh my God, you look so different than in person. You look taller, you look nicer, you look thinner. I was like, oh my gosh, thank you. But it was impactful to know that even if one person listens to me to say anything, that when I last week before Advance said, we get to do this, that made me cry. And it made me realize that we all have something important to share and we can help each other. And every speaker, especially Linda Clemens, when she said it's body language and it's more what we, what we're not saying that people are hearing is what we're doing.
I had people message me that we should have Linda Clemens at every event. Literally, I got text messages that said, you should have Linda Clemens at every event. She was so good and just really helps us understand how to better connect. And she was so good in Indy. She was so good at this. Some of you saw her at Luxury Symposium because I think Irene mentioned it to them from hearing her in Indianapolis that got her there. She's doing our January 6th Inspire call, and she emailed at 4 o'clock this morning, all excited about it,
Wow.
about what she wants to do to add some value and do different things. Linda's great. Yeah, she really
And
is. Yeah.
her tip for visual presentation for everybody on Hollywood Squares here, she said, show as much of your upper body as possible and have good lighting.
Yes, absolutely. She is correct about that. I'm going to put her book link in the chat, by the way. She's got a new book coming out. I'm just pulling it up right now. I'll have to find it. It'll take me a second, but. And anybody who wants to buy it, I recommend you do. I purchased my pre-order already. And then she actually is spending her book launch day with us. She said that's where she wants to be. So the day the book comes out is the day she's doing our call, which would be a lot of fun. Kathleen, thank you so much. Kate Condon, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Thank you, James. For me, the most impactful thing was the day with John Acuff. He is amazing and he's very funny. So that keeps you engaged in him getting his message across. But he talked a lot about time management. And when he talked about all of us have the same 168 hours in a week, and why are some CEOs so successful and we have the same hours and constantly feeling like we're struggling, that I don't have time to do this and I don't have time to do that. We're always saying that to ourselves. His message about breaking down your time. Take a pencil and write down how many hours a day are you on social media? How many hours a day do we sleep? Do we eat? Are we exercising? And really look at that gap of if you're feeling like you don't have enough time, what are you spending time on where you could carve out something else? And when he said he talked to Netflix and the CEO said on stage, Netflix's biggest competition is our sleep. That's scary. Like they want us on the screen time and we're not getting anything back. What's your ROI on Facebook and Instagram if that's where you're at? That, they're not paying us for being on social media. Now, if that's your business and you're working that, great. But if you're not and you're just scrolling reels, figure out how much time that you're spending doing that. And we really can be more aware of our time frames. And also, I thought it was really amazing when he, again, about time and a lot of our own personal conversations we have with ourselves, how we talk to ourselves, that fear. He said, I don't have enough time for fear, to be fearful of things because fear costs us money. What does fear cost us? It costs us the time we sit around going, worrying about things in the middle of the night when we're up worrying about stuff that we maybe didn't do. Did I call that lady or did I take care of this? Or, oh, I should have called 10 more people today. Those minutes that you're spending every day, if you're doing that in that loop, you're wasting your time on fear and most of the stuff that we made up in our own mind anyway. It was really, really amazing conversation with him. And I have to tell you, the one of the funniest things I heard in 3 days was, we don't sit in 32B.
The truth. I didn't on my way to
Thank you.
Chicago. Thank you, Kay. Tennille, good morning.
Good morning, James. It was such an incredible event. I felt like I was at the comedy club. I laughed my head off with every presenter, and that's part of my energy plan. Laughter. So if I'm feeling down, I will turn on some stand-up comedy and laugh and refuel. So I left so full. Thank you. And Mike with Profit First, I was not expecting him to be funny, so that
He
was a
was
nice
funny too.
surprise.
Yeah, I
He
was,
was
yeah.
hilarious. But The Container Dictates the Consumption was huge. And
Can you unpack that for people that weren't there so they understand what you mean?
yes, I mean, first he talked about how we eat, our plate size, like most times we fill up that plate. Now, if we're using a smaller plate and we fill up the plate, we're eating less. So that tells me I need to use some smaller plates. So I might be investing in some smaller plates like Mike did. And with the bank accounts, tying it into that, when we have those five accounts where we can disperse our compensation to the taxes, to our expenses, to our profit, to our compensation, all of that, we're able to watch our money grow when we disperse it and hiding it. That was one thing I need to do, hide it, because I have got it in one bank account and I can see it. So I need to hide it. But I have been using the Profit First method. So it's amazing and it works. And you will watch your money grow when you use that method. So thank you so much, James, for putting on an extraordinary event. You were awesome.
Oh, my pleasure. Yeah, we enjoyed doing it. By the way, put it in the chat. Who was the funniest at the event? Just put it in the chat. Remember, you got John, me, Mike, me, Linda, me, Juan, me, Meg, me. Put it in the chat. Who's funniest? Dia, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Wow. What an amazing, just amazing. I have four takeaways, and then I'll be quick so that everybody else has a chance.
Thank you.
What I and an observation. So I'll do the observation first. So we had our 2-minute table talks where we all had to gather, share mastermind, share ideas. What I got out of that and what I saw as a commonality was that everybody has. Y'all, we all have lives. We all have things. We all have our Our struggles, our deaths in the family, we all have our teenagers, we all have our parents, we all have our things. Life gets in the way. So we always like to say the market is the problem, this is the problem. We are the problem. We need to be able to reach out, get the help that we need so that we can continue to go and grow. But we're not going to be able to do that if we don't ask for the help. So there's so many people that were, that I was surrounded by, that just gave me the hugs, gave me the inspiration, gave me the motivation and the talks that I personally needed to hear. And I was able to help other people as well. So, just the observation that we all have our things. We're all in this race together and we're all going to be just fine. We just all need to lean on each other. So that's why we have this community. My four quick takeaways. Well, first one, obviously,
I'll just real
is
quick
one.
Before you get into them, I just want to remind us, and this is something I taught, our greatest superpower is the ability to ask for help, and we've got to use it. And I asked, I said, I don't know what, I'm curious, what age is it that you move from asking for help to not asking for help? And I joked that it's 13 because I have a 13-year-old in my house, but and that I think, you know, we joke about teenagers and 13-year-olds all the time, and yet some of us are acting like it. We're acting like we got it all figured out and know everything and don't need any help, when the truth is we don't all have it figured out. We do need help and we just need to ask for it. And I just want to remind you that this is a space that you can safely do that. Like, go inside of Pivot's Facebook group and ask for support on the things that have you scratching your head. And there's no bad questions. Just go ask them. The objections that you're facing, come here tomorrow ready to overcome those objections by sharing them with one another and then being vulnerable and learning. I just want to remind you, this is the place to ask for help. All right, Dia, go ahead and share your four takeaways.
All right, I'll be quick. Okay, so obviously, one. Man, what he was great. Ego wants drama. Presence wants peace. Pause. Be in the moment that you're in. That was my reminder that I was in the right moment and where I needed to be. Most of you know that I had conversations with, almost turned around and went back home. Just because of the big life thing that I'm going through, I didn't think I could get through it without crying every single day. I cried a little bit, but I got through it. So my ego wanted the drama, but my presence wanted the peace. And me being in that presence brought me that peace. And just being in that moment that I was in was exactly what I needed. So thank you, Juan. And then the last three was from my new best friend, John Acuff. He's just amazing. He found me in the airport. We had a quick 5-minute walk and talk. He signed my book, Be a Finisher, is what he wrote in it. He sent me a DM and said, "You are so brave." So just to hear those things from somebody with his influence was just touching to me. So that's another reason why I was supposed to be there. So John, I wrote down three things from John. You are the cavalry you've been waiting for. And I know everybody resonates with that. But that is on a sticky note now, because I can't save myself unless I know how to save myself. So I'm the cavalry that I've been waiting for, but I also know that I need my people in my life as well. Make it fun or you won't get it done. Make it fun or you won't get it done. Yes, we got to do the boring things. And I wore my Be Boring shirt on the very first day. John saw it and he was like, "I love that. Make it fun or you won't get it done. So do the boring things." Let's see. My last one. Oh, you don't feel motivated, you practice motivation. And that hit home to me, because we all wake up every single day and go, "God, I don't feel motivated today. I don't want to do this thing today. I don't want to go to this thing today." But if we go out and we practice that motivation, either on a smaller level, then every day I think that motivation is going to get simpler. So that's it. Thank you guys for letting me share. And I appreciate every single one of you. I appreciate the hugs, the warm love, and the text to make sure I got home. And I came home with a double ear infection and a sinus infection and ear pressure and all that stuff. So I'm in bed. That's why my camera's not on. It will be on tomorrow, I promise.
We'll be looking for you. Thank you so much. Marilyn Burke, good morning.
Morning. James, you brought it again and again and again. This was awesome. I loved the humor of this conference, but my favorite was John and you. I loved you guys on stage. I could have done 2 days of that and been completely content. I loved the John's review, like going at the table exercise. I need a review person on my team because I flit on to the next thing. I don't spend enough time in that stage going over. I say, what worked? What would I do different? And off to the next. I loved Mike's forced frugality that the container dictates consumption. So just keep your container level and small, follow your plan. I liked the dopamine serotonin of profit. So you have to reward yourself for working hard. Don't forget to have the fun. Sometimes I, again, don't do that last stage of reward and we move on too quick to the next thing. Removing temptation to steal from myself, like the adding money just because it's in reserves, that means you're off your budget. So to put it back in, I don't know. I loved it, James. Bring it again and again and again. You knocked it out of the park, my friend. Loved it.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, we're already getting our minds going on what next year is going to look like. Those of you that are really would like to understand this dream plan do review from John, he and I actually did a session on this, a Wednesday webinar on this, like 2 years ago, almost 3 years ago, maybe. It's really good, and it's a very simple way to break down how to do the goals. Cindy, you're next. Good morning.
Good morning. I will definitely echo what Marilyn just said about the dynamic between you and John. It was fantastic. I absolutely loved it. I had several little nuggets and one-liners, but as I've been sitting and reflecting, I really realized that my biggest takeaway is how important community is and how much I need this community. I met so many people that have been experiencing the same struggles and challenges that I have. But not only in real estate, in life. I met people who are struggling with food. I've met, several of us that are sober. I met someone who is single and, we talk about the struggles with moms and struggles with wives, and we're like, there's single struggles too. And so it was just amazing to connect with all of those people.
I'm grateful you were there too. Thank you so much. It was good. And you ran into John at the airport and got your picture with them and the whole deal. So that's pretty cool. Louise Weiss, good morning.
Okay, this is going to sound really different than what everyone is expecting, but I truly mean it from the bottom of my heart. James, you brought so much value and information with the presenters, and it's much appreciated. And I consider it all a bonus because I was there for the people. The people that are there is a special community. It energizes me, it fills my bucket. And I thank you so much because I just came out of 5 months of a character building season, and I absolutely adore the community we have. It's not replicated anywhere else, and thank you again.
Thank you. Yeah, the community is great. I just got to remind you, be nice to everybody. Be nice to one another. Be kind, considerate, love on one another, because it really matters. People do come for the community, and I want them to leave thankful to be part of it. So just remember to be nice to everybody. Louise, thank you so much. Paul, you're next. Good morning.
Good morning. Well, first off, I can finally say that I finally made it to an event. And thank you so much for that. And just like Louise said, the creation of this community that you have brought forth is invaluable. You have delivered so much hope for every agent in this community, no matter what level you are. MREAs, a new agent just walking in. I try and recommend this as much as I possibly can to every new agent in our brokerage, just to give them a leg up. But this past weekend was phenomenal. From finding my hidden Rhode Island contingent to finding out Leah McCann stalked my Facebook, all the little things. But having Juanita, everyone's favorite spirit animal, revealed to us that ego is a killer. If we remove our ego from the equation, we are going to go so much further in life as well as in business. By giving back to those that come in after us, it sets up a standard that everyone knows that they're already there. And Meg's quote about micro changes for major momentum was huge to me. That's still in my brain dump of everything going on. I still need to sell you that $10 for the hug on Tuesday.
I was telling people tugs were $10. They're free on Monday, $10 on Tuesday. Paul, I think you the something that we have talked about on here a lot but not in a while, is what community does, right? Getting in community like this really does two things for people. The first one is one you mentioned. It gives you hope. And in a market like this, you just need hope. You need hope because you need to know that maybe what worked before doesn't work again, or that other people are facing the same challenges that you are facing, or they're having issues in their business and you're having issues in your business. And while there might be different issues, we all still have issues and challenges in the business, or life happens. We've had so many stories of life happening in here, and it does. So one, the first thing community does is it gives you hope because you're not alone, you're not isolated, and you can go out and get to work. The second thing it does is it inspires and promotes progress. In other words, it helps you get into action. You see that something is working for someone else, and you go, well, I can run that play. And I can implement that. I can do that. And so that's what this whole thing is about. Everything we do is about giving you some hope and getting you into action, helping you make progress. And so, Paul, I'm glad that that's an aha that you had. You know, it's funny because John said to ask what is the movie that you know, what movie and movie character do you most identify with? And I joked, I said it was Big Worm from Friday, but it's not. It was a joke, and people were like, seriously? No, it was a joke, people. Relax. Relax. But I saw that Karina asked ChatGPT based on what it knows about her, what's the movie? So I asked ChatGPT. I said, based on what you know about me, what movie and character do I remind you of? This is what ChatGPT said. You give off the energy of a character who blends optimism, vision, leadership, and a little bit of let's build something remarkable together. With that in mind, here's the movie character you most remind me of. The movie was Saving Mr. Banks, and the character was Walt Disney, played by Tom Hanks. He said, why? You lead with imagination and vision, yet everything you do is grounded in process, discipline, and service. You think in experiences, not tasks. You build communities the way Disney built worlds, with intention, heart, and the clear belief that people are better when they feel seen, inspired, and supported. Your events feel like productions. Your communities feel like lands inside of a theme park. Your coaching is part storytelling and part strategy. You have that mix of playful creativity and relentless operational follow-through that define Disney as a leader. I was like blown away by that. That was so cool. But I also think ChatGPT kind of talked about what we do. I mean, got it right. I was just really, really cool. And so I'm glad, Paul, that you're here and you're experiencing that inspiration and you're getting to work because you're getting results too in the business. You've had a pretty good year, and it's cool to see that.
I had a pretty good year for only working 6 months. I was dealing with a lot of family issues.
Yeah, good for you. Proud of you, buddy. It was great to see you in person.
You too.
Lainey Lane, good morning.
Good morning. So, James, it's incredible when you put something into ChatGPT and it validates all of the things that you were kind of like, okay, this is kind of how I feel, but it validates it, and that definitely should have validated it because that's what you do. You make people feel joy in the things that you bring to us because it brings so much value. And, from seeing John from the very beginning, I love that man. His soundtracks, when he spoke on soundtracks, and then we got the book, that changed my whole world. It literally changed my life. And then when he brings joy. Your team brings joy. Your team smiles the whole time. They're literally like Disney characters. So anyways, John, when he you just stole my thing with the movie. But then the one thing he did say about the movie, who do you identify as you would be the character? He said, but that may not be who it is when you really think on it and really dive deep into it. That character that you think you are, it may not be the character. His dream sentence, when he said to use the dream sentence for the five things to make new dream sentences, adjective, noun equals your dream sentence. And his was, I want to be a prolific, profitable writer. That really hit me to the core because that's where I need to go next. I need to really dive deep into what do I want to do. And that it just everything was amazing. The time, the big time thing was huge. Like, I am valuable. My time is valuable. And you can't put a price on valuable. Like, I need my time back and to really figure that out. So you're just so incredible. I really truly am honored to be a part of your community, to be able to call you when I need to. And a big shout out to all the new people that were there. I really did try to say hi to all the new people and high five you because I'm so proud that you actually went and did something that may have scared you. And it's very intimidating to be with all these people in a room and not kind of be like, ah, like a deer in headlights. So I'm just so proud of all the new people that came and I got to high five. So thanks.
Okay. I heard most of what you said, Lainey. Not all. I'm sure it was great. But I do want to comment about the new people who were in attendance with us. I know there were some of you that originally were like, why are we leaving Safety Harbor? We really like Safety Harbor. We like going to Safety Harbor. The truth is, we can fit 189 people in the ballroom in Safety Harbor. And we had over 200 new attendees, nearly 300 people there for the first time. And I'm thinking, who am I supposed to tell can't come? Right, who, if we're always talking about growing the community and adding value to as many people as possible, who am I supposed to tell they can't come? And I cheers to those of you that came to your first event, because it can feel like walking in to high school halfway through the school year. And so cheers to you. And then to those of you that were very purposeful, there were some of you that were extremely purposeful to go out and connect and meet other people. I just want to point out, Donna, there were many that did things, but I just saw Donna with all her videos and checking in, and there were others that did a lot as well. I thank you for not becoming clicky and for just getting out and getting engaged and letting those that were at their first event feel connected. We're doing some marahas and takeaways from Advance. Tomorrow we'll be back to our more standard kind of conversation, but there was so much good there that I wanted to unpack it this morning. So, Donna, we'll go to you next. Good morning.
Good morning. And yes, I know that there were lots of people out there meeting all the new people, and that's kind of what I want. So I thought that John Acuff, you and John Acuff was amazing. John's been leaning into our community for so long, but we get him for like 90 minutes. An entire day was really magical. And I liked how you two played off of each other, but we could go deeper. He could explain it a little bit more. So thank you so much for that. Now, in terms of the community, that is one of the reasons why I go, because I love to see us all together in the room. This amazing blend of people that we are, all hugging on each other and loving on each other and happy to see each other and bringing new people into the fold. It's magical. At my table, there was a woman. She was traveling with two other people who were kind of part of the, they're not all in. I think it was their first time, but she wasn't really even on the calls on a regular basis. And to watch her face as she witnessed all of this, and to see our community is so special, and to see somebody seeing it for the first time, it's like opening up a gift. So thank you for so much. It was great. I can't wait for the next one.
Thank you, Donna. Hey, I'm going to jump around real quick. I'm seeing a bunch of hands I've not seen before, so bear with me as I move around in our last 5 minutes. Karen McMahon, good morning to you.
Hi, good morning. It was my first event. My mind is blown. There are so many things that I could say. I would have to say I learned I need to get better at networking and talk to more people, and that's on me. Linda Clemens, when she said, "I cannot hear what you are saying because who you are being is getting in the way," oh my God, like that, I feel like that shows up in our lives so much. So I thought that was a big aha for me. Motivation is a result, not a reason. That was huge. But also, data kills denial, which denies disaster. Reviewing produces data. Like that was huge for me to be able to. I don't look back at what I'm successful at, and I just tend to move on to the next thing, kind of like Marilyn said. So those were all big takeaways. I'm so excited that I was there. I wish I had gone sooner. But I'm not a late bloomer. I'm where I am, where I'm supposed to be right now.
Your timing is perfect. We're glad you're there. And I'm glad you got
Thanks.
a chance to meet some people. Sarah Eagleson,
Yes.
good morning, Sarah.
I'm hiding in the hotel bathroom because my husband's sleeping.
James, thank you. First of all, the minute I walked in and before you were so, I was very nervous. I'm the handicapped girl, and I was not nervous about meeting people. I was just nervous about the logistics. You made it wonderful. Thank you. And mostly, talking about this community, I didn't have to open one door, carry one plate, one cup of coffee. Everywhere I went, somebody said, "Can I help you? Can I help you? Can I help you?" And it was sort of like an advantage because I got to meet some amazing people that I wouldn't have had I been normal, I guess. It was just, I'm blown away by how wonderful everybody was. Thank you to all of you. Some of you were so special and met some wonderful people who had connections with some great Christians. It was just amazing. What I loved when John Acuff sort of had a revelation, I thought, when somebody said their favorite movie, they were Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz. And he said, "We're trying to get you home. That is our mission." That was what he, I mean, it looked like he never thought of it before. I just love that. Wrote it down, highlighted it. And then for Lisa, I thought, if I ever go on a job interview, I'm not crossing my legs.
True story. Thank you so much. Thank you for coming. And thanks to everyone who helped Sarah get around too. I appreciate that. Joycelyn, good morning.
Good morning. It was so phenomenal. You know, driving all night to be there on Monday morning, getting there at 4 o'clock, but being there, it was so great. But one of the things that really stuck out in my mind was a lot of things. But one of the things that I think Juan said, that peace is not a place that you go to, it's a place that you return to. So a lot of times we're doing so much and trying to say that we're trying to find our peace, but it's already there. It's just that we have to get back there. So that was one thing. In the movie situation, I always thought of myself as being George Bailey, being a part of this group. And after you go through all of the challenges and experiencing, and you helping people and doing things, but at the end, it's just the fact that we can have friends. And this group, it's been the best group of friends in my 34 years of being in real estate. It has been such a blessing. I've met so many people. I went to dinner with people I had never, well, Kay was the only person that I actually knew before, but I've had such a wonderful experience, and I would take nothing, nothing from being a part of this group. And I thank you for being here.
Thank you for coming. You were a last-minute add-on. I'm glad you were able to get in, Joycelyn. It's always good to see you, and thank you for making the trip down. I want to thank everybody who came. Our next event is Elevate. Elevate is the big event that's smaller. Does that make sense? Right? We go all in. It's a high-ticket event. Be really transparent with you. It's expensive to get there and get totally worth it. It's about the whole you. It's been sold out for months. It sold out in about, I don't know, 15 or 20 minutes when we put tickets on sale in April. But we do have a wait list and it can be fluid because things happen. So I'm dropping the link in the chat. If anyone wants to get on the wait list, we're doing it in London, not London, Ontario, not at Barb's house, but in the UK. And we would love to see you if you're able to join us. So you're welcome to get on the wait list at elevate2026.com is where you can get on that wait list. And then for advance, we will look at having room for at least 400 and maybe even a little bit more next year. I want to expand that. I want more people to be able to come to have the experience that all of you had. And I hope to have details on that in December or early January so you can come join us at that. If you were at advance, you will have a window of time to buy before I open it up to everybody else. So we'll keep you posted. Thank you to everybody who came and thank you for sharing. Tomorrow, we'll be back to our more traditional call. We're going to play Next Objection first thing. So come ready with your objections, be ready to learn, and then get after it after that. Thanks for being here. You got your inspiration. Go put in the perspiration, and I'll see you tomorrow. Bye, everybody.